We are going live here. Okay, it is 6:16 p.m. on Tuesday, December 14th, 2021. This is the Columbia City Common Council meeting. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Middleton, absent. Crowder, absent. Romano.
Present.
Did they get both of these? Did they get a copy of both of these?
I think I can. I think so.
Okay. Okay. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on November 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Tad, you can't second that.
Oh, that's right. I wasn't.
Actually, does that mean we can't pass it?
Was there, you only have two?
Because we'll only have two of the three.
Because I wasn't here last.
Yep. Okay, so we will, I apologize, we will table that till the next meeting then. So, sorry about that. Didn't even think about that. Okay. In front of you, I think, are two resolutions. I want to make sure you both got, you got both resolutions. One is 21-29 and one is 21-30. You
yep.
see those? Okay. So this is the end of the year resolution where we basically balance out all the accounts. As we do every single year. The difference in why we have a secondary resolution there is for the deletion of the appropriations is because State Board of Accounts wants a specific, if there's any leftover money, specific deletions from that in a different form. Okay, so that's why there's two resolutions rather than your typical one resolution. I will tell you off the bat that Rosie and I have been twisting and turning this budget. We just got information back from the DLTF, and they were not kind to us, let's just say it that way. So we're twisting and turning, so we may have some changes on the budget for next year that will come in front of you at the next meeting, specifically related to ARP and how we're switching some things around. So I just say that to give you a forewarning. So this deletion, at the very least, this $24,000, will be rolled back into next year's budget. So at least there's some savings.
So this is coming out of this.
Yes.
It's coming out, but we're just moving
So this moves the money around, and then this deletes it from those accounts, from the accounts that are left over, effectively. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first one up is resolution number 2021-29. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Is unanimous of those present. Please read resolution number 2021-29 by title only.
An emergency resolution providing for the transfer of appropriations for several departments of the City of Columbia City, Indiana for the year 2021. For the action and passage pursuant to IC 6-1.1-18-6.
As mentioned, this is really the rebalancing, if you will, from appropriations here and there to make sure that we're balanced overall at the end of the year. We don't have any accounts in the negative. So that's what this is. Do you have any specific questions about any of these directly? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2021-29 on first and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? Already happened. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is resolution number 2021-30. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read resolution number 2021-30 by title only.
An emergency resolution providing for the deletion of appropriations for several departments of the City of Columbia City, Indiana for the year 2021 for the action pursuant to IC 6-1.1-18-6.
So as mentioned earlier, this is the deletion of the effectively leftover dollars, if you will, that will be rolled in as cash into next year's budget. Questions about this resolution?
I do.
Yes.
So will they go back into these particular funds next year, or is it just going to...
No, it's actually all it is going to be cash.
So
we're not going to spend it, so we're going to use it for cash to help fund next year.
Okay, and then it can be just...
Yeah.
Yep. So think of it, we have all these pots of money that come in. It's added to effectively the general fund pot of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
Yeah. Other questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2021-30 on first and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show with the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you. Do you have a specific one you want signed?
No, just
okay. I'll sign this and pass it down. Okay. Next up is the suspension of utility bills. Rosie.
Okay. The ones that are listed are ones that are either bankrupt or deceased. So it's a total. The 523 that is bankrupt and 223.67 that is deceased.
For a total of the 1171.64. At the very bottom.
That's not right.
No, that's the total.
The total of 1171.64, sorry. And the 523.01.
Is that a lot lower than it normally is?
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Thanks to Marcia.
And you know, we do try to always file claims, but sometimes there's just no money. So even if you file claims, you can't.
Yeah.
Always get something.
Gotcha. Very good.
That's significantly lower.
Yeah, I thought that myself when I first saw it. Yeah.
Really, like $5,000 or $6,000 or 10,000 or something.
Good job.
Yeah. Yes. It's good for our ratepayers. That means that there's not a whole lot of money just sitting out there waiting to be paid by somebody. So that's really great. Okay. You need approval of this, correct, Rosie?
Correct.
Can I have a motion to approve the 2021 bankrupt and deceased suspension of bills?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Anything else for the Common Council? Rosie. Okay. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie.
No.
Okay. I.
Rosie.
That was very aggressive, Rosie. Obviously a lot of good things happening right now. Sean and Chip and I have been working on an economic development project, which looks really, really promising. But we're still obviously taking the cautious approach. It could mean a lot for our electric utility specifically. IMPA has been helping in on that. And so we're working on it, and it could be good, and we'll see. Also, I wanted to let you know I am having Baker Tilly. I think I may have told you this, but I'm having Baker Tilly do a business personal property tax analysis for our community to know what kind of an impact the elimination or decrease of business personal property taxes would be, because that's what's being discussed at the legislature this year. So I'm trying to get ahead of the curve, and they should have that information by the end of the week for me. Once I have it, obviously happy to share that with you so that you can speak with your legislators as well as what I will be. And then just a reminder for the public that City Hall will be closed on the 23rd and 24th of next week of December for in observation of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, even though they're one day off. And our next board and council meeting will be the 28th. We also will have a dedication. I think I sent an email to everybody. Dedication of that new burn facility at 3:30 on Tuesday the 28th. I recognize that's during work hours and stuff, but if you can make it, that would be really great. And I think that's all I have, except to introduce Savannah from our youth council. I think you may have heard her report previously, but so we have youth council actually tomorrow. So, Dan.
No, I'm just grateful she's here tonight. I really am going to city council meetings. It's when I skip out of softball practice. But you know, she is a spectacular athlete, and she's very talented at volleyball, but I'm a little prejudiced to the softball side of things. But yeah, she has a gift.
Well, she's a good kid, too.
Yeah. So I'm glad she's here.
Jennifer.
Just a note to the public that judging is ongoing for
yes.
the Christmas lighting contest. I did notice that some of the better lighting displays took a major beating in the
yes,
windstorm the other
did.
Day. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a really great one out on Park Street. unfortunately, Cousin Eddie got obliterated.
He did. He got halved.
Really bad for Cousin Eddie. Hopefully he can pull himself together for...
Because that was spot
judging.
On.
That's fantastic. That's a great joke right there.
That was hilarious.
Yes. There's a lot. I will say, Nicole and I were talking about it earlier, there seems to be less decorations this year, at least from driving around and stuff, but I feel like there are that
jumped in
yes,
went all in.
Yes, that they're bigger when they've done it. It's a bigger decoration. There's a couple down in your area. I think you're one of them that's pretty good size. So.
That Santa Claus on Main Street.
Oh, that's
the head
yes.
of that thing. I'm like,
that's
how
yeah,
do you store
ginormous.
That?
So yeah. Yeah, and there's a couple of great ones over up at Longfellow, over on Cambridge Crossing off of 109. That's really good. I think our edition is pretty good, too, in Columbia Shores. So, yeah, so appreciate all those people doing what they've done. And we did the hot cocoa and drive around this past weekend.
Yeah, that's
ourselves,
a fantastic tradition.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't done it yet, I strongly encourage families in our community
yes.
to get out and do that.
Yeah.
It's a good entertaining I don't know, a couple of hours if you're serious about it.
Yeah.
Every time we add in new streets, it's more space that can be decorated. So,
yeah, stop local, get a local hot cocoa bomb, and then go to town around the city. There's a good Disney one on the south side of South Line Street near where Nicole lives. There's a good Disney one over there too.
Fantastic, so. And I will say I've seen some houses that I've never seen decorated before
yeah.
that are decorated this year. So
yeah.
that's a pretty fun and exciting.
It
thing.
Is.
So
that's
we will
great.
Be announcing that probably at the last meeting
yeah.
this month. So.
Yep. 2 weeks?
Yep.
Cool. Thank you.
And then once it is all decided, I will notify the newspaper, and we'll also have signs in the yards of all the winners so that people can go around and check those out. And generally, our big winners every year are definitely worth going and
seeing.
Checking out.
Mm-hmm.
So. Other than that, just the ribbon cutting that's for the,
yep,
the fire
facility.
Training facility.
Yep.
And that's probably about it.
Great. Thank you. Tad?
We had RDC today. Not a whole lot. A couple hiccups yeah. with stuff. But
bike rack thing.
Yeah, and then cool. we're doing a matching grant with Connection.
Columbia City Connection
mm-hmm. for bike racks. For the city, so mm-hmm. match them dollar for dollar.
Yeah, they have a fundraiser campaign going on right now that a redevelopment commission said they would match dollar for dollar up to what, $1,500,
yep.
I think.
We'll put it up to $1,500.
Yeah, so that could be a really cool thing for additional bike racks and stuff around the community.
Yep.
Good, thank you. Press, we have nobody from the public, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.